This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
To be Migs. I know Danny from Maple Valley is. Danny, are you there?
I am here and ready to win. Let's break the streak.
Yeah, I love that. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Danny has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What fast food restaurant is known for their Crunchwrap Supreme?
Taco Bell.
Yes. Baton Rouge is the capital of what U.S. state?
New Orleans.
No.
No, Louisiana.
Correct. What Just Like Jesse James singer was recently nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Pass.
The two MLB teams from Chicago are the Cubs and what?
White Sox.
Correct. What actor played the title character in the late 90s movie Patch Adams?
Robin Williams.
Yes. Follow the Leader and Issues are albums by what band?
Pass.
What do Indianapolis 500 winners traditionally drink at the winner's circle?
Champagne.
No.
Soda.
No.
Pass.
Spinner and spotted are both types of what animal?
Spinner and spotted dogs.
Cats. No. No.
Spotted owls.
No. PlayStation 5 came out in what year?
2018.
No. Danny?
1920.
It's 20, but I can't give it to you. You got 4.
I was still answering.
Correct.
It's just an extended answer.
Hey, if it's close, I'll give you the extra point. Is that okay? Is that fair?
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yep. Verbal contract is binding in Washington.
I feel like Steve is going to... I feel like you're going to win. I feel like you're going to win again.
All right. I love the faith.
Yes. It's rare I have it, but I have it today. Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What fast food restaurant is known for their Crunchwrap Supreme?
That would be Taco Bell.
Correct. Baton Rouge is the capital of what U.S. state?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yes. What Just Like Jesse James singer was recently nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Mary J. Blige?
No.
Dave Matthews?
No.
Cher?
Yes. The two MLB teams from Chicago are the Cubs and what?
The White Sox.
Correct. What actor played the title character in the late 90s movie Patch Adams?
Robin Williams.
Yes. Follow the Leader and Issues are albums by what band?
Korn.
Yes. What do Indianapolis 500 winners traditionally drink in the winner circle?
Isn't that some nasty ass milk?
It sure is.
Yeah.
Spinner and spotted are both types of what animal?
Owl?
No.
Dolphin.
Yes. PlayStation 5 came out in what year?
PlayStation 5 came out in 2017.
No.
2018.
No.
2019.
No. In the movie Finding Nemo, what type of fish is Nemo?
A blowfish.
No.
A spinner.
No.
I don't know, an orange one.
Because that's a dolphin.
I know.
Well, Steve, you got 8 correct, which is a win, 8-4.
Yes.
Wow. You killed it.
You did? I really thought you were going for a perfect 10.
Me
there.
Too.
Ooh, felt good.
I wish it was a perfect 10. PlayStation 5 came out in 2020. So close. And Finding Nemo. Nemo is a clownfish.
Clownfish.
For a clownfish, you're not that funny, Nemo.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks
Shark
a lot.
Ooh-ha-ha.
Yeah. I didn't realize I'm part of like the Finding Nemo Society over here.
We just started watching it a whole bunch with Barrett lately, and it's a really cute movie. Oh. But there are some parts that really scare him, so we fast forward through those parts.
Just skip through it. Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
The Daily Migs Show.
There is a music website called Audio Fix. Very edgy because they spell fix with a P-H.
Yeah.
They put out a list of the best MTV Unplugged performances of all time. And I want to clarify, I did actually do a little bit of research. This list is based on how well that sold.
Yes.
So it's not opinion based.
It's still bullcrap.
Wow.
Steve wants to fight back against the actual album sales statistics.
I want to fight against everybody who went to a record store and once purchased these albums. Back in the old days, I don't know if you remember these days, Sarah and Danny, but people go to record stores and buy these albums at like Sam Goody.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, remember that one?
I love Sam Goody.
For Your Entertainment, FYE.
Oh my gosh, forgot about that one.
Well, here are some of the highlights from Audio Fix putting out the best MTV Unplugged performances.
Here they come to snuff the rooster.
Hell yeah.
This one's like number one in my heart.
This is definitely top three. Shockingly, I think the top three for me would be Seattle Band ones. So it sold 2.15 million copies.
Wow.
And man, the backstory of this one was when Lane was not doing good. During the recording of this, it's kind of haunting.
Yeah.
But the performance is incredible.
And they also say Jerry Cantrell was battling about with food poisoning.
So he had to poop the whole time?
Yes.
That's even more impressive.
Right? We're going through the list of the best MTV Unplugged performances. Here is another highlight.
Oh, gosh. I forgot about this band.
They like a little Natalie Merchant and 10,000 Maniacs?
Have no idea who this band is.
You don't know who Natalie Merchant is?
Of course he doesn't.
Sarah goes, is that Sarah McLachlan?
It might as well be.
Like, I don't know what 10,000 Maniacs is.
There's Natalie Merchant, and there's around that time, too. I only know this because remember that girl I had a crush on in college I talked about, and I got into Matthew Sweet,
yeah.
Which is because of her. I also tolerated 10,000 Maniacs because of her, and this song kind of triggered those memories, but never been a big thank you for stopping it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But that one sold 3 million copies.
Wow.
They were popular at one point.
Apparently.
They were huge.
Another highlight of the best MTV Unplugged performances of all time.
Welcome to
I like that we both just made the most disappointed faces, grossed out faces.
You know, I'm just doubling down because I know it pisses off some people that we don't like the Eagles as much. It's our opinion. Like, relax, you can like the Eagles.
It's like, also, I would prefer to listen to the Eagles. If I have to listen, I'd prefer it plugged in, not unplugged.
Obviously, with the Unplugged series, I didn't realize. I thought it was like all grunge bands. Like,
no.
I didn't watch it at all because this was before my time, like when I was watching MTV. So when I saw that the Eagles were on there, I was like, they did an MTV Unplugged? That's weird. They're old.
To be honest, I forgot they did until right now. And they sold 10.9 million copies of that one. Dude, there were some really cool, like, I know he's not on the list, but one of my all-time favorites, LL Cool J,
yes.
Did Unplugged. And he did Mama Said Knock You Out with a backing band. And everything about it is, I mean, this is like a really bad like copy that was on YouTube, but you could kind of get the vibe. He had a backing band. He's shirtless and just flexing. The guitarist at some point decides, I'm going to get shirtless too and flex. He's got like deodorant, pit stain, like the white stuff on. Everything about it is just so crazy, but man, his performance was so freaking good.
Ladies love Cool James.
Oh, they certainly did after that performance.
Well, I know that this one's probably on your list of the top of your personal top three, Steve Miggs.
Okay, I thought you were trolling me.
No!
Yes, Nirvana. I thought you were going to do like Mariah Carey's unplugged performance. I'm like, come on, stop.
That one is on the list.
I know. This one sold 12.8 million. Sadly, just like with Lane, Kurt was not doing all that great, but the performance is so good and also pretty ballsy. They didn't do many Nirvana songs or not many of their hits. They mostly did like covers and then like random Nirvana songs.
And this was number two on the list, I believe.
They busted out on an accordion. Yes, it was.
So that was number two. Number one on the list of the best MTV Unplugged performances of all time, according to AudioFix.
Did you know my name?
You're trying to make me cry in the morning. I hate this song because of how beautiful it is.
I mean, if I had chosen a song off of this...
Sense?
If I had chosen a song off of this, I would have chosen Layla.
Yeah, but this was the one that really...
That everybody was talking about.
It was so powerful, and the backstory of... what it's about with him, his kid passing, and the backstory of how his kid died. It's just heartbreaking, man. That's what I mean. I hate it because it's so freaking good. It's such a great song, and it always like brings me to tears.
Are you going to sing it at karaoke night?
No, but this one sold 26 million copies.
Dang.
Of course, you know which one I would have put at number one.
Same with Danny.
Yeah.
Tom Petty?
I'm going to get off. If my legs didn't hurt so much from working out with my wife, I would get up this chair and punch you in the face, man.
Good
this
luck.
Oh, sorry, Creed.
Oh, I'm rolling over. I'm rolling over. Get out of my way, Sarah. Get out of my way. How dare you, you bastard. I can't believe you. The anti-Pearl Jam rhetoric on that end of the room.
Now, many of us...
I don't condone violence, but those are the moments where I feel like violence is necessary.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Rockaholics, do you think your commute is the worst? Call us now and tell us your commute time. 206-803-ROCK. There is some new data that is confirming what we already know, that Seattle traffic is the absolute worst, and it's worse now than it was a year ago. The Seattle metro area ranks 27th in the world.
In the world?
For terrible traffic.
Shout out to Seattle.
Yeah, we're crushing it. Seattle ranks number 10 amongst U.S. cities, and it says that the average Seattle driver lost around 58 hours of time just sitting in traffic, which is much more than the national average of 42 hours. So there was a Como 4 news report that talked about this last night.
That's terrible. That's a lot of time. Honestly, I feel like that could be time to be more active, to go outside, to spend time with family.
After 10 years of wasting time driving 2 hours a day to and from work in Seattle, Kathleen Liu tells me she found a new job just 15 minutes from home in Bellevue.
Actually, it was affecting my mental health, too. Traffic.
In what way?
And it was actually making me really depressed.
In what way? Because I wanted to punch every single driver on the road every morning. That's why.
So, Rockaholics, do you think your commute is the worst? 206-803-ROCK. Chris, are you doing this commute right now?
I'm on the road right now, yeah.
Where are you headed from and to?
So, I live in Centralia, and I go to Seattle.
Oh.
Every day. I'm a UPS driver. So, every day.
So, how long does it take you to get to, from Centralia to Seattle?
It takes usually about 2 hours, especially on bad days. Today, maybe an hour 45 minutes.
Oh, that's a nice day. It's a simple day, yeah. And on the way back, similar amount of time?
No, so I get done when the truck's empty. So maybe an hour 15 minutes, but I'm clocking off at like 7 o'clock.
Oy.
So, yeah.
Oh my man, that sucks.
Leah in Issaquah, you have a pretty serious commute. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I live in Smoky Point, and I drive to Issaquah every day. It's a 100 miles round trip. So I leave an hour early and get here and sit in the parking lot for an hour. And then going home, it's usually an hour and a half to 2 hours easy. And it sucks. And I want to kill myself every day.
Leah, I feel like you're a lot of people, man. Like, because I see some people are driving so early on in the mornings. And sometimes I talk to some people like, I'd rather drive and get to work super early than be stuck in traffic for the same amount of time.
Yes, exactly. So, and I'll just sit in my car, listen to you guys, put my makeup on, and eat my breakfast. But yeah.
That's right. That's what Danny does every morning, too. He sits in the car, he puts his makeup on.
Thank you. Yes, yes, I do.
It's just the eyeliner. It takes 5 seconds.
Parker in Shelton, what is your commute all about?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up?
So I live in Shelton. I bought a house there a couple of years ago because the rent market was going crazy. And so I used to live in King County in Kent, and so I got a nice job there driving truck. And so we went to buy a house. We kept getting outbid everywhere we went, and so we ended up finding a nice home in Shelton. And so I still drive to Kent every day, and it's about an hour 45 there, an hour 45 back. I need to find a new job, to be honest.
If anyone wants to call up and hire Parker.
Wait, is it right now saying it out loud is making you realize I can't do this anymore?
Right, yeah. Well, it's like I said, it's a great job. I love the people there. And, you know, I needed to buy a home for my family. It's the right thing to do. So I kind of suffer a little bit.
Well, I get that, too. Like, sometimes people will be like, well, you live in Puyallup so far. Like, thankfully, with our hours, it's not that bad coming in. Sometimes leaving work, it could suck depending on what time I leave work. But because I feel like rush hour is just basically from 5 in the morning until, like, 7 p.m. It's kind of ridiculous around here. But I was like, I'm willing to make that drive so I could live in a better home and a bigger home for my family and all that, as opposed to, like, living closer to Seattle, which would be really nice. But then we'd also be living in a studio apartment.
206-803-ROCK. If you think your commute is the worst.
I'd still have to have two jobs to do that.
Yeah.
Give us a call now. Mike, you are in bad traffic near Marysville right now.
I am. Good morning, guys.
What's up, Mike?
So, Cedro Woolley to Mukilteo. It's a 120-mile round trip daily, about an hour commute. This morning is not an hour. It's well over. I don't know what's going on, but yeah, it's fun.
What kind of car he's driving? Because I got to imagine that gets a little expensive in the gas mileage.
That's a good point too. And gas is not cheap.
No, it's not.
Skip Dog, you're on I-5. You're a truck driver. What's your commute today?
3 hours and 19 minutes one way.
One way.
One way.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Do you do that how many times a week?
Once or twice.
Okay. Still sucks. But I was like, if you're doing that 5 days a week, man, that would just be infuriating.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love the textures that we get. Our friend Rose in Tacoma, my commute is the worst. I commute 1.1 mile each way. It takes me about 5 minutes.
Oh.
I love you, Rose, but screw you.
The Daily Migs Show.
1/3 of Americans wouldn't actually mind living in a van down by the river.
Okay,
Chris
Farley.
Did I do a good job? Was that a good impersonation?
Pretty much, yeah, you nailed it.
So good. 30,000 people were polled, and 36% of them said that van life is something that they'd consider. This same poll also found that 44% of us wouldn't mind living in a tiny home
yeah.
with less than 500 square feet of space.
I'm a sucker for those like reality shows, like the on the HGTV and all the fixer-upper type shows of the tiny homes.
Tiny always, House Nation.
It's fascinating to see how they're able to fit so much stuff in such a small space. But when we saw this thing, we realized both you and I have friends that have or currently are living in vans. And I think both of their stories are different. So we're like, why don't we get them both on the show? So your friend Lance and my friend Kevin both either have or are currently living in vans.
And I believe, Lance, if you're there, I think you're down by a river right now. Are you near the Deschutes River?
Yeah, I'm right there. I'm just a couple hours outside of Chemult.
Right on. And Lance, how long have you been doing van life now?
This is year number 3.
Right on.
Year 3, so you've been fully like 7 days a week living in a van.
I mean, pretty much. I mean, I got a pretty sweet gig. So I'm a fireman. So I'm at the firehouse, you know, half the month.
Oh, that's right. Because you stay there for several days. Like what? Like 3 days at the firehouse? Is that what it is?
I'm 2 days there.
Okay.
And then, you know, a handful off.
Do you just park outside the fire station for the other days?
No, I think that would be kind of frowned upon. I'm not sure.
He comes to my house. Sometimes you have the van in my house, Lance.
Those guys need a break from me. I'll talk their ear off all day.
Like, man, Lance, just go drive off somewhere, please. Don't come back for a few days. And then we have Kevin. Kevin is a buddy of mine that I've known in the wrestling world, the Duke of Dirtbags. Kevin, how are you, my friend?
Pretty good, pretty good. I'm a van life veteran.
Yeah, because when I knew you, you had a fully decked out van when like you'd show up to training and like you and your dog would live in the van. Do you still live in a van now?
Not currently. I still have my van. I'll probably go back to my van. I'm doing some in-home caregiving for an elderly friend of mine. So I decided to get out of the van for the winter, you know, because winters can be kind of tough. You get your propane heat or whatever you use in there, you know.
And what was that moment where you decided, you know, I'm going to get a van? Because yours, you fully gutted it out and had like a full living situation in there. So what was that moment for you where you're like, you know what? This is what I got to do. This is the van life is for me.
Well, we did a documentary called the Meaning of Van Life. It's on Tubi. And I did all the research going into that while I was doing wrestling. I was like, this would be a great problem solver for the pro wrestling lifestyle because you're always up to Vancouver, down to Portland, Salem, all those things traveling. You always have these expenses. And with the van, you can take two or three other wrestlers, split the gas, and then you got your own food down there. And, it's pretty great problem solver for a pro wrestler.
And plus, it's nice at the end of the night, a lot of us, what we end up doing, like you finish the show around 11 midnight-ish, and then it's like get back in the car and drive 3-4 hours to get home. And usually a lot of us, you know, the adrenaline dump, by the time you get in your car, you're exhausted.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on, you know, if you're able to get right back into your vehicle and go right after the show, or if you burn off some of that energy taking the ring down. I know a lot of guys aren't familiar with that, you know, but I would take the ring down and get my jitters out and then go right to sleep, you know, and then travel when I want to. It was easier working in Seattle as a security guard. You go get a parking space and then get ready for work in a couple hours because parking in Seattle is a nightmare. Yeah. But you made it work. I worked at Mopop, Showbox, Climate Pledge Arena, just security gigs around Seattle mostly.
We're talking with Kevin and Lance, who both know all about van life. And I got to kind of watch Lance get this, you know, it's basically a gutted van and build it out from, you know, basically nothing to totally livable. Lance, if you were going to give a piece of advice to people who are considering van life, what would that piece of advice be?
Oof. Get the diesel heater that hooks up to the tank, probably. And don't go cheap on things that make you comfortable. 80-20. I get educated about 80-20. I mean, I've made my bed out of it, my overhead cabinets. It's just these aluminum pieces. It's really easy to work with. It's been panning out.
For both of you, we'll start with Lance and then Kevin. I'd love to hear, like, what is the hardest part about living in the van life, and what's the best part for you?
Ooh, okay. Maybe you don't always have your privacy, and you kind of forget that. I think that's something. So, yeah, I mean, I'll leave the van door open. I turn around and I'm, you know, grandma just parked next to me.
And I'm you got a new neighbor.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.